head of the Lasso Forum monitoring team, Dr. Irisella Joseph, said, "One of the major challenges currently is the question of whether to allow people to return to areas in the red zone that might be safe to reoccupy without the basic infrastructures such as water and electricity in place." She said another major area of concern is the damage which might have been done to people's homes as a result of the ash and lahars and the continued threat of lahars.
The challenge is allowing people to go back fully while not preparing for them in terms of the infrastructural work and the electricity and, you know, water and all of those necessary infrastructure to allow people to reoccupy. But in addition to which is the most important factor, is the damage that's been done due to the lahars and the ash to buildings and structures, and of course the ongoing hazards for weeks to months, possibly into years, from the lahars in certain areas that will continually destroy structures in certain parts, particularly certain river valleys, especially in the Sandy Bay area.
Dr. Joseph said before the threat level can be changed, the authorities are also working to identify areas that are unsafe for resettlement and providing homes in safer areas for people who might have to relocate.
So the authorities, they're in the process of defining areas where it would be unsafe to rebuild, and then having to put measures in place to construct housing in suitable locations that are safe in order to allow people to move back, but into safe areas and not reoccupy the areas that are targeted as continued risk from the lahars.
Dr. Joseph said that these are some of the major reasons why the alert level is still at orange and has not been lowered to yellow. She added that the work is ongoing to try to return things to some sense of normalcy before the alert level can be lowered.
So this is why the alert level is still at orange and has not been lowered to yellow, not until these areas are clearly designated. And I know the work is ongoing, and I think soon a report would be submitted by the planning unit, who are the leads on this effort, alongside a number of other stakeholders. SRC is also involved in it through the efforts of Prof. Robertson, who is actually due to come on island on Friday when I leave. So work is ongoing, although people may not see it physically. The work is ongoing to try to get things sorted out so that the alert level could be safely lowered, as well as to find solutions for housing people and relocating them to safe locations.
Head of the Lasso Forum monitoring team, Dr. Irisella Joseph. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Lasso Forum Volcano Update.